Hi, I'm John Forrest, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN. Love your show, and love Joliet. Fuel motors, the smell of nitro, the header firing, that's what I live for. And Chevy's been really good to us, so I'm real lucky, guys. So I don't want to leave. I want to be here with my kids. And I'm in the biggest trailer court in the world. That's where I grew up. And here I am again.
720 WGN live here in Chicago. And the city just got a lot livelier as NHRA is back since 2019, back at Route 66 Raceway. And it wouldn't be back and all the way back without the legendary John Forrest. So John, all over the place, global celebrity, one of the biggest stars, probably the biggest star. You know, what's it like to be back in Chicago?
Well, I'm excited to be back. NHRA coming here, you know, we always say P.T. Barnum, it's the greatest show on earth at 300 miles an hour, and every ticket's a pit pass. You know the drill. I'm pitching it. But I love, because this Chicago race, and we need to keep it. A lot of things going on, and we might have a shot for the long run. But it's a beautiful stadium, and the facility, the food, the bathrooms, it's all great stuff. And then the racetrack. I think I won my 56th or 66th race here years back. But I've been coming to Chicago a long time. I love it here. NK Seed, one of our new sponsors, is based right out of Chicago. And Old World Industries, the presenting sponsor of this race. You know, Blue Death Peak. How's that for getting them? I'll get one in for WGN. Let me tell you, I was interviewing with them before you were born.
Maybe. Right, so on WGN radio side, we just celebrated our 100th year in radio. Our kind of history and legacy with motorsports is deep. We were the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500, and so we love motorsports, and our fans love NHRA, and to have it back, it's really great. You mentioned it, the Coliseum of Speed, that facility-wise, you're all over the country. Just to let the listeners know who have not been to an NHRA event, it's as good as it get right here.
Oh, it's guys against the gals. It's dragsters, funny cars, pro stock, motorcycles, you know, at speeds of 338 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Side by side, 10,000 horsepower going down that racetrack. When I get beat, I go in the stands because I love watching, especially my daughter out there driving for Flavor Pack. Robert just signing a new sponsor with Cornwell Tools. This all, of course, you know, Auto Club's still there, and he drove for Flavor Pack earlier in the year. Of course, I'm with Peak, Proc with Montana Brand. Like, I'm lucky to have sponsors in this tough market. It really is tough. Coming out of that pandemic, just staying alive in the business is tough. But we need this town. Chicago's huge. I go back 40 years. I raced at an old track, U.S. Thursday.
U.S. 30 drag strip, be there with Big Daddy Don Garlith, right? Everybody remembers the radio.
And we used to do the press conferences downtown, and we'd come down and bring our race cars, and I had one of the first 18-wheelers, and I come downtown and got stuck under a bridge downtown.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Oh, really did. Cops had to come. It was hell getting me out. Like, what are you doing down here, stupid? And well, I said, I don't know. I'm supposed to be at a press conference. But I had this big, tall 18-wheeler like we all have now.
John Forrest is the trials and the tribulations of the motorsports world. But think about this. The pandemic, you know, everything, sports, the world was shut down. Motorsports really brought it back, was the first thing to come back on the sports side. And you look at it, you've been there since some of the biggest moments in the history of the sport, some of the down challenging moments or whatever. I feel like NHRA is in a really good place. I feel like there's just an excitement and a buzz about the sport, a lot of outreach with the drivers and whether it's music and other sports and things like that. And back in Chicago, I feel it's in a healthy place.
My daughter, Courtney, married an IndyCar driver, Ray Hall. You know what I'm saying? Love them. Got two beautiful grandbabies. Got no complaints. You know what I mean? But then there's NASCAR. I love them both. Don't get me wrong. But drag racing, anybody can do it. I'm a grandpa.
No, so John Forrest, you should not say anyone could do it. Only
But you can put on a helmet and buckle your seatbelt and drive your car you drive to work down a drag strip. So it's something, it's never going to go away. And I know the electric engine's coming, but the combustion motor, it ain't going to go away for a long time. Richard Petty told me, we were with him doing a deal for one of our sponsors, and Molly, and a giveaway program. And he said, you know, When in the very beginning, when the automobiles started coming in, they didn't shoot the horses. Fetty gets right to the point, and I said, wow, I never thought of it that way. But he said, you know, we're not going to go away. We're going to be here a long time. And it was an honor for me just to get to work with Richard Petty. And Robert was there, and Proc, and Brittany, all of us doing car giveaways and stuff. But you know what? Drag racing is not going anywhere. It's going to be around a long time after I'm gone, and which could be any day.
No, it's not. Well, on the world champion side, and I've talked with Bobby Rahal a lot of times about that. And if you are a motorsports fan, there are fans that are fans of racing. You cannot help but be a fan of drag racing. It's immediate gratification. You're not waiting around 3 hours to see who won, right? It's all happening right in front of you. But I always talk with Bobby, and I mentioned here, you got, for holidays and things, you got two legendary, you know, champions of their sport. How does that go? Like when the conversation's like at the dinner table or whatever, is he pretty cool with it?
Bobby Rahal is cool. I always said, I was there when he won the Indy 500. I didn't have the gas to get to Indy. I wasn't there, but I watched it on TV.
You say, well, I have 16, you know, world championships. Yeah. So
But his son now, we got two beautiful grandbabies, and with Courtney and Ashley, my other daughter that drove, her husband runs my car, Daniel Hood. Yeah. So I'm the luckiest guy, but I love it. I love being a part of it. I never get tired of talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but it's one thing to talk about it with me, but what's great about it is the fans. You mentioned it. Every ticket is a pit pass. The access on the NHRA side is unlike anything else in racing. So you'll get that opportunity to talk with John Forrest, talk with the entire family about all of these things if you get a chance to go. Talk a little bit about that, just the connection with the fans, because not only people on TV, FS1, all your fans in the stands, but the fans are going to see you in person here in Chicago and say, John, we missed you.
I mean, I go back to the early days when we were broke all the time. Fans were bringing us money, cakes for sandwiches, just so we could eat, birthday cakes because we were living on the road.
The Drivers Alive program.
Yeah. And so now, you know, they come to the races. Now they can be with us with all the drivers. You know, Ron Capps, Hagen, you know, the list of Top Fuel and all these guys. They can hang out with everybody, be with Robert Height, be with Proc, be with Brittany. It's you're part of it. When it's not just, like you said, sitting in the stands and watching a race and going home. They're down there with it. I've had fans work on the car before just to help us get to the next round.
Well, saying people can be involved. Hey, you could do this. It's just like driving home. Last thing, big supporters, big presence here in Chicago is the Chicago Chevy dealers. And you guys, of course, great fans and participating on the Chevy side of things. Talk a little bit about that. Just, you know, the support from Chevy and just your affiliation with the brand.
Well, Jim Campbell's been great to John Force Racing and all the teams in IndyCar, NASCAR, drag racing. They signed us for 3 more years starting this year. And you know what I'm saying? We even told them, if you want us to drive some electric cars out there, we'll all get in them and have some fun. But fuel motors, the smell of nitro, the header fire, that's what I live for. And Chevy's been really good to us. All of the sponsors have. Yeah. So I'm real lucky, guys. So I don't want to leave. I want to be here with my kids. And I'm in the biggest trailer court in the world. That's where I grew up. And here I am again.
As lucky as you are with all that sponsors, that great gratitude for all that success in the sport, the fans are the winners as well, because NHRA is back at Route 66 in the biggest way with John Forrest. So, John, thanks so much. Good luck with everything this weekend. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Come meet Robert Height. You've already met him. He's been here before. Come meet Brittany. Proc's new on the scene with us, but I raced with his grandpa and raced him in funny car. And, his dad, Jimmy, runs Robert's car. So we are a family affair here. Whether Proc likes it or not, he's stuck with me. I'm a lucky person, so I've got a great team of marketing people around me, a great PR team and social media. They're keeping us alive out here. But to come in here and see everybody here today and some old faces that I knew, you know what I'm saying? And to have the media here in Chicago, thank you. I love you for it.
They love you back. Thanks, John.
Thank you.